morning. Here's what's making news on Classic Hits WTYE. With a confirmed case of COVID-19 in the county, many are wondering what to do now. The Crawford County United Way is continuing its effort to ensure those most in need have access to essential supplies. The Crawford County Board will meet this afternoon for a teleconference. From the Tracy Insurance and Investments Newsroom, I'm Tony Collins. Tracy Insurance and Investments, where they treat you like family. With the confirmed case of COVID-19 in the county, many are wondering what to do now. According to Jenna Thompson from the Crawford County Health Department, just keep doing the same things you should have been doing for the last few weeks.
Everyone should be doing what we should have been doing for the past 3 weeks anyways. I know a lot of people are more worried now, but we just need to continue the social distancing, hand washing, cough into your elbow if you have to cough.
Thompson says if you believe you have come in close contact with someone who has been confirmed as having COVID-19, step one is to quarantine yourself.
If you feel like you have been in contact with the confirmed positive case, you need to quarantine yourself for 14 days. Monitor for signs and symptoms, cough, temperature, shortness of breath, any cold, flu-like symptoms. If you get those symptoms, please call your primary care provider and get instruction from them.
The Crawford County Health Department is also asking that everyone observe the government-mandated stay-at-home order and limit travel to only those trips that are essential. If you do need to go out, limit errands to one person and those who are essential. Limit close contact to only those in your household. The Crawford County United Way is continuing its effort to ensure that those most in need have access to essential supplies during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to United Way Community Resource Representative Barb Scheimer, there are several outlets to obtain food for Crawford County seniors and those who depend on the area food pantries. Whether you are ordering from County Market via the phone, Walmart with their OGP app, or rely on one of the area food pantries, the United Way is working with these organizations to aid in delivery and help maintain public safety. All deliveries made by United Way volunteers will be made with masks and gloves and must be left outside of the residence. To learn more about the services provided in the area, find this story at WTYEFM.com. The Crawford County Board will meet this afternoon for a teleconference. On the agenda, the board will look at a resolution to limit access to the annex building and approve the ambulance contract. During a special board meeting at the beginning of the month, United Life Care beat out Rural Med EMS from Vandalia and Arrow Ambulance from Champaign by an 8-2 vote and was awarded the ambulance contract for the county. The county board meeting will begin at 5 p.m. Since this is a teleconference, any individuals wishing to speak under public comments are asked to call the county clerk's office by 4 p.m. this afternoon. That's been a look at the news. Time now for sports. From the Bodybuilders Collision and Glass Sports Desk, Bodybuilders, your hometown collision center. The NCAA Division I Council is granting an extra year of eligibility to student-athletes in spring sports whose seasons were cut short by the COVID-19 pandemic. It applies to all spring athletes, not just seniors, but does not include winter sports such as basketball and hockey. ABC and ESPN is moving up the release of a 10-part documentary about Michael Jordan and the 90s Bulls. The New York Post reports the documentary titled The Last Dance will begin airing April 19th. The change will be announced today on Good Morning America. The miniseries was originally set to be released in June before the coronavirus pandemic put the sports world on hold. The documentary follows the Bulls' final championship season in 1997 and 98. A film crew had complete access to the team during the title run. Former White Sox ace Chris Sale is recovering after Tommy John surgery. The 7-time All-Star had the operation yesterday, more than a week and a half after his current team, the Red Sox, announced he would require the procedure. The left-hander had been plagued with arm trouble all spring. Sale has pitched 10 seasons in the majors with Chicago and Boston. He has a 109-73 career record with a 3.03 ERA. In the NFL, the Colts are adding another cornerback via free agency. Multiple reports state Indianapolis has signed T.J. Carey. The 6-year veteran has spent time with both the Browns and Raiders. Carey has 5 career interceptions. For the latest on these stories and more, visit WTYEFM.com. WTYE is your daily source for the latest in local news, sports, and more. Follow us on Twitter at WTYE News. I'm Tony Collins.